Well, as we did the Apostles' Creed and talked about the things, and Jesus was sitting at the right hand of God the Father, that's a place of honor. Did you ever want to have a place of honor in your life? Huh? I think we all do. I was thinking about the Olympics and how they do with the Olympics, and you got a gold medalist, you got a silver medalist, and a bronze medalist. And they're all trying to get to that position. But not all of us can have that place on top. That's reserved for God. But it is nice to be able to have a place of honor. And when the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Hey, we like this stuff you're doing, and we want to have a special place." I think it was John and James. "And we want to be able to sit at your right hand when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "No, that's not for me to do. I can't give you that. Only God the Father can give you that." So think about that, a place of honor. And we like honor. We like to get awards and all that kind of stuff. But the true place of honor is just being a part of the kingdom of God. Because when you're a part of the kingdom of God, you all have a place of honor. Eternal life. Think about that. So, you're all special, and you all have a place of honor, because Jesus went to prepare that place for us. And we're grateful. And he said, if it wasn't true, he said, "I would tell you that I go to prepare a place." One of the translations says mansion, another translation says house. The one that I like that I saw somewhere, and I don't know where it is, "I prepare a place for you with many resting places." I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day of rest. Because we are living in a life that's a whirlwind, fast-paced, challenging. But Jesus said, "I'm going to give you a resting place and a place of honor." Hallelujah.